Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Empowerment Place. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come before you with a word of empowerment. We are grateful today as we have had a wonderful and empowering weekend this weekend. I am grateful to all of those who joined us at the Empowerment Place gathering on yesterday. What is empowerment? I tell you, the Lord moved in such a magnificent way. I want to thank Pastor Dow Hamilton and Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship for allowing us to use their facility for our services. I'd love to thank my pastor, Pastor Carolyn Henderson, and my apostle, Alroy Henderson, who believe in what we do, my husband and I, with the Empowerment Place, and we're there to release magnificent impartations into the life of those who were there. We also would like to thank the ones who brought inspiration and empowering words, Minister Lou Miranda, Prophet Nina Williams, and Elder Rosalind Christian. I tell you, we all had a time in the Lord, and we have all been made the better for it. My heart was made glad, and I know that God was glorified in all that was said and done. So this evening, we've come to you with a teaching based on some things that we experienced during this day. And I pose the question to you, do you really want a leader? Do you really want a leader? So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. Father, thanking you for who you are, for all that you've done, for all that you are doing. God, as we prepare to break this bread, oh God, to release this word, to share with your people concerning the care of a leader, God, I ask that you would just have your way. Speak to me and speak through me. Holy Spirit, I give you free rein to move, in our midst on this evening. Oh God, we thank you for it. We thank you for it, and we glorify you, God. We glorify you and give you praise for what's about to take place. And we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So again, we pose a question to you. Do you really want a leader? This question came to me. We were at a pastor's anniversary on today. My husband and I traveling with our apostle and pastor, as our pastor was given the assignment to release the word in the house for this anniversary. And, oh, my God, did she preach? Oh, did she preach? But she left some things in that house for the people to be mindful of regarding their leader. And in the program of this service for this anniversary, they had some thoughts on verse. And it came from this scripture from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. I'm going to read it to you from the Living Bible. It says this: obey your spiritual leaders and be willing to do what they say, for their work is to watch over your souls, and God will judge them on how well they do this. Give them reason to report joyfully about you to the Lord and not with sorrow, for then you will suffer for it too. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what? Oh, okay. You need me to read it again? I will, no problem. Obey your spiritual leaders and be willing to do what they say, for their work is to watch over your soul, and God will judge them on how well they do this. Give them reason to report joyfully about you to the Lord and not with sorrow, for then you will suffer for it too. Mm-hmm. So my question is, do you really want a leader? So often, we're going to talk about ministry. So often in ministry, in the area of ministry, we have people who join a ministry, join a church, for varying reasons. Some will join because it's the mega in the city. Some will join because they have a charismatic speaker as the preacher or the pastor. Some may join because the pastor or leader is famous. You see them on TV and they're recording artists and all those things. Some join ministries because that's where their family has been for the last 37 years. Some join because that's where all my people hang out. So that's where I want to go. A lot of times people join a church or a ministry because they find in that particular setting they don't have to be accountable to the Word of God, but they can say that they belong to the church. There are a lot of reasons people find themselves going to these places, wanting to be a part, and not seeking to have a relationship with the Father. So God posed a question to me because I came home and I sort of replayed all that had happened, replayed in my mind those things which I saw concerning this service and these people as they were celebrating their leader. I even looked at my leaders and how they are appreciated. And I said, God, okay. I looked at myself and my husband as leaders in the empowerment place and the work that we do. And I say, God, do they really want a leader? Do they really want a leader? I've talked about leadership, and I've had guests, and we've talked about leadership before on the Empowerment Place and the things that are necessary in being a good leader. And I think I said this today as we were all sitting in the pastor's study, that in order to be a leader, you first have to be willing to be led. Too often we, and I guess I'm talking to other leaders today, do the people really want a leader? As we are taking care of these people, our flock, our congregants, I don't know. As we do this, do you ever wonder if this is really what they want, or why? Why are they connected? Why are they coming? Why are they here? What is it they really want? Because if we have to look at their actions don't really speak to the fact that they want a leader. Their actions speak to the fact that they want the association, they want the notoriety, they want to be seen. But when it comes to having to be reprimanded or rebuked, they don't really want a leader because they don't want to be accountable to what the leader has to share according to the Word of God. In the program today, again, thoughts on verse. This is what the clerk typed. I'm not sure where she got it from, but she said, what are you doing to bless the lives of your spiritual leaders? Pause. I could write a list of stuff because I love my leaders. I tell them, and I don't just tell them, my husband and I, we show them how much we love them. But what are you doing to bless the lives of your spiritual leaders? Come on, leaders, people. Leaders, when was the last time somebody did something outside of the norm to bless you? People, when have you, outside of the norm, blessed your spiritual leaders? Do you pray daily for them? Do you? Do you feel the need? I mean, some people feel that because they are the leader, I don't need to pray for them. They pray for me, but I don't need to pray for them, really. They're your leaders. This scripture in Hebrews said, make it so that they can give God a good report, a joyful report concerning you. Because they're accountable because you say you're assigned to them. You say you belong to them. But your actions are speaking something different. It says, do you send them notes of encouragement? Do you thank them for their loving attention? Do you respond to their rebuke and take heart in their affirmations? Do you? It said leaders don't need to be followed blindly, but often they get no support for their effort. It said let's make their work a blessing and not a burden. Let's make their work a blessing and not a burden. Have you been a blessing or are you a burden to your leader? And if you've not been a blessing to your leader, then the question is posed, do you really want a leader? Or do you just want the association? Some people, let's look at the workforce. You go to your job. There's a difference between a manager and a boss. We know that, right? We know that a boss just wants to delegate authority. They don't really want to do nothing, but they want to delegate authority. They don't want to delegate. They want to delegate tasks, not authority, because they don't want you to have no authority. They're going to do that. They're the boss. But they're going to delegate tasks to you, and you're going to get them done because they're the boss. But a manager is going to groom you. A manager is going to see your strengths and work on your strengths to build you. We're talking about the marketplace. Now, if you're at a place and you've got a boss and you don't like the boss, sometimes you find yourself wanting to leave to go somewhere where it's find a manager, where you can find someone that's going to take care of you and help promote you and teach you and do all these things. That's what you look for in the marketplace, but why don't you look for that same thing in ministry? Why don't you look for a leader that may rebuke you, may reprimand you, while still affirming you and still loving you and still giving you godly guidance? Why can't you accept that? Why can't you appreciate that? Do you really want a leader? Honey, is there anything that you feel about this? I guess because I'm sort of passionate. Yes? Okay. Y'all didn't know I'd share with my husband. He's my rock. And we're learning and we're growing together in this ministry that the Lord has given us with the Empowerment Place. And it's not always easy. Oftentimes we are met with people who don't necessarily want all that we have to offer according to God's plan, but they want something. And so I ask the question, what is it you want? Do you want a leader? Do you want a leader, honey? Why? Why do you want a leader?
To make me better at what I do.
To make you better at what you do?
Yeah.
So why in ministry do we find it so hard that people don't really want a leader? What's that about?
Accountability. They don't want to be accountable for their behaviors.
They don't want to be accountable for their behavior. They don't want to be accountable for an assignment. They don't want to be accountable for, but they want to be associated. I guess that's my struggle, honey. That's my struggle. Y'all, this is an empowerment teaching for me. Yeah, this sort of been a selfish weekend. Y'all, forgive me. This is to help me. This is to help us, my husband and I, and for those who are in ministry. And you know, you may be starting out, and or maybe you've been here a couple years, and you're finding yourself in a place right now where you don't know. You just don't know what to feel. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do with the people because they say they love you, they say they're with you, but everything they do is causing heartache and pain, and you don't know what to do. Look, we want to empower you tonight. That's what we want to do. We want to empower you, leaders, because we pose the question, do you really want a leader? Talking to the people. But we want to tell you all, leaders, tonight, that you've got to know that everybody that's connected to you does not belong. Not everybody that's there has been assigned to you. Not everybody that's with you at this very moment want you to lead them. They don't. Some of them are there for other reasons. So as you are going to God on their behalf, as you've been crying out to God for these people, I heard Pastor Prophetess Carolyn tell someone on yesterday that they needed to drop some folk. Sometimes we love them because God loves them, but we can't allow people to weigh us down. We can't allow people to have us sorrowful because they don't want to adhere to the Word of God. When you've been given people to pastor, to lead, it's a tremendous responsibility for you and for those that you're leading. It is like it is with a parent and children. When God blesses a mother to give birth to a child, He's placing in that mother's hands a responsibility to raise that child in the fear and admonition of God. And good parents do that. I think on Mother's Day, I believe it was, I said, I didn't just give birth, I'm a mother. Which means my children didn't always get what they want. They weren't always happy with me. They didn't always get their way. And I wasn't always right. But I did according to what God was speaking because I understood the responsibility of being that parent, as it is, understanding the responsibility of being a leader, a pastor. The enemy will send some to just cause grief. You got to be able to recognize it. You got to be able to love them and let them go. You know, that one that keeps threatening, I'm leaving. Okay, bye. 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 Let them go. Because if they loved you, for real, if they loved you, you know that they love you. You know the prayers that they're praying for you. You know how they feel based on how they express their love for you and your leadership. You know if they really want a leader. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Their actions are truth. How they respond to you when you ask them to do something. How they respond to you when you tell them they can't do a certain thing. All these actions that you see from them are true, and they all speak to their truth of how they feel about you as a leader. It's the truth about whether they really want this or not, or it's just a facade. I've been charged today. I've been excited this entire weekend as God is continuing to open up our eyes to give us greater wisdom and understanding of the work that He's given us, even with the empowerment place. And so, yeah, tonight we just want to encourage leaders, empower you to know that when you've been assigned, when you've been anointed and appointed by God to do the work, that God is covering you. He'll give you eyes to see and ears to hear. But you've got to know that everybody that says that they want to be a part of you is not for you. Everyone who says that they are for you may not be. It just may not be. This word says, obey your spiritual leaders and be willing to do what they say. Be willing to do what they say, for their work is to watch over your souls, and God will judge them on how well they do this. Come on, people, you got to know that your leaders, God is dealing with them in accordance to how they take care of you. And if they're giving it their all to do everything they can for you, can you at least respect them? Do what they say. Give them reason to report joyfully about you to the Lord and not with sorrow, for then you will suffer for it too. I don't know about you. The Word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. I've sacrificed enough in my disobedient days that now I only want to do that which is pleasing unto the Lord. I have anybody that's with me on tonight that that's their desire, to do what they can to please the Lord. And if that means I've got to do what my leader says, if they are truly your leader, then it shouldn't be a problem. Something you should want to do joyfully. 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 Listeners, do you really want a leader? Be it in the marketplace or in the ministry. Do you really want a leader? If you do, let me suggest to you that the leader that you have right now, be honest with yourself to know whether that's where you really belong. And if it is, let your leader know how much you care. Let them know that you appreciate them. Let them know that you understand that you spend time on their behalf talking to the Lord in prayer. Let them know that you appreciate their encouragement, their visits. Let them know that it doesn't take just a pastoral anniversary or a special day for you to acknowledge them and to show love towards them. If you really want a leader and appreciate the leader that you have, let them know that you care. Leaders, I want you to be empowered. As leaders ourselves, we know sometimes it's not easy. There have been times that we want to throw in the towel, but when we understand what it is that God is doing, especially in this season, when we understand what we've been called to, when we understand our purpose, God's will and his plan for our lives, we don't easily give up. We run this race with patience. We stand. After we've done all that we can do, we stand. We stand. Thank y'all. This was good for me. I hope it was good for you, too. We want to encourage you to join us again on next Sunday. For another empowerment teaching. I think we'll be having a guest teacher on next week. I haven't confirmed that as of yet, but we want you to come back and join us. Also, tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock p.m., Pastor Carolyn Henderson, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn, will be broadcasting on the air, and we will be discussing our Family and Friends Day. That will take place next Sunday at 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, the home of Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, at 10 o'clock a.m. We'll be having all three ministries come together in one location to have a high time in the Lord. If you're in the Richmond area, we invite you to come out and be a part of us. Again, that's next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m., 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, where it is the home of Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. Until we're together next time, we want to encourage each of you, do something every day to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we want you then to take the responsibility to empower someone else. God is doing great things for his people. He's doing great things for each one of us. And we want you to get all that God has for you. Now, I'm going to play this little jingle that's going to be signature and loaded to our broadcast as our opening and our closing. But we thank Elder Roslyn Christian for loving us enough to be inspired by God for this. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Until next week, be empowered.
Empower you.
Good night and God bless.